The Mauna Kea Summit Access Road is once again open to the public, but the situation on the mountain remains uncertain. The Mauna Kea Access Road was officially closed by state authorities in July to allow equipment for the 30-meter telescope to move to its building site. But opponents of the telescope converged at the base of the mountain and stopped construction. The state officially reopened the summit road last week after Governor David Ige announced he was withdrawing law enforcement personnel. Demonstrators are staying put, but say they will not obstruct anyone who isn't part of TMT's construction. However, the Christmas thaw may be short-lived. Anti-TMT organizer and spokesperson Kahokahi Kanuha says a senior conservation enforcement officer gave demonstrators a deadline to clear out or face arrest.
He is asking and proposing that we remove ourselves from the road along with these structures, and he has given us until December 26th to have this road cleared.
The governor's office would not confirm that such an ultimatum had been issued, saying only that they would not disclose operational details. When he announced law enforcement would pull out, Ige himself was specifically asked what would happen to protesters who remained in place.
You know, I really can't comment on that at this point in time. You know, we are working with Hawaii County at their request to support the activities.
County police officers withdrew from the area on Friday, so it's anyone's guess what will happen tomorrow. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.